Could you really think that you're nothing? Seriously, think about it. You are one of the 8 billion. 8 billion animals. One of them. So what? So this one is nothing. What is important in here? I'm not me. When I'm talking about the character, I am the outcome of all these happenings. My teacher, my masters, and all my learning is here, right? Haha, that's my meaning, and it will go on. That's how I'm not going to die. Just like this person hasn't died for me. Is Rumi dead for me? Is alive in my entire life, and he knew it when he was dictating this book. He knew that it would be like this. That's what we are looking at. So all the explanation, the last part of this book, is to understand how a lover is physically, no, but spiritually, yes. What is he thinking? He has a locked door to remember. I was that. Which one of you remember that moment? None? Have you ever thought from your beginning? Oh, your animal beginning, I mean. Because we'll talk about this later. I have two beginnings, right? My animal part started when that sperm and ovule got together, right? We started. Before that, there was no me. And it will end the moment I will die. Then what? Then there is no me. Okay. But this was one beginning and the end. Let's go about my meaning. Where did the meaning that I have in me, in my character, in my culture here, when did it start? You tell me. One of the stuff that I have in my mind always is a picture of a lioness sitting down and looking. And this picture is drawn on a wall 35,000 years ago. And it's in me. Yeah, as a piece of art, I know it. So it's here. Rumi is here. You see? All the past is in here, is in my culture, is in your culture, isn't it? All of us know the dropping of an apple on the head of a fellow. This is in we. And, okay, I will die. Then where is my meaning? Hmm. 10 years later, the influence of whatever I say from you will go to the next generation, and it could live forever if it is worthy. Isn't it? This is how it works. Look at our culture. Look at our meaning. Our meaning is not the ape, is not the animal one. Our meaning is our culture, right? So look at that one. That one, the base we go to, that exceptional stuff in human being which is not in animals. Do you remember we talked about honesty? No animal will understand honesty. If you could explain honesty to an animal, the answer would be, what a stupid thing to do. Really, honestly, yes. But we know the difference, we know the special condition, so we know the honesty. You know, how does it feel? Ah, that feeling. That feeling that when I look at the statue of Michelangelo Buonarroti, when it's the Davido, I go to another space and mind and spirit, and I get high by just looking at that stuff. What is this? Why art is influencing you? Do you have anything to do with it when you're listening to a music? Which one of you are a musician, master musician? But you listen to the music, why? How do you understand? You don't. You don't understand the music, but you enjoy it. You understand the pleasure. You will feel the sadness when you start the number 9th symphony of Beethoven. You will be moved. What is this? This is what humanity is. Forget about the physical animal. This is what we are emphasizing here in this book. This is what he's talking about. Now he brings in one subject, which is a very strange subject. It's jafalgala, means the pen dried out. Yes. What does that mean, the pen dried out? The creator of this universe was writing down what is going to happen, then he put down the pen and the pen dried out. Means what? Means future is fixed. He had decided what is going to happen and the pen is dried and nobody could change it. Did you get it? Any of you? What do you think about it? I kill 2 million people. He was rotten. He made me this. This is his wish happening. So what? Am I guilty? You see what's happening? And this is in that holy book. So a lot of people, we talk about it. Now, what can we do about this? Today, this is the subject, that jafalgala. Peter.
Where would you like to start?
Tell me.
Where should I start, at the beginning? Is that into the section? And similarly, the pen has dried. Means that the pen has dried after writing.
Forget that. We read that. That's the Arabic. Sorry, it's not the Persian, it's not the explanation. Yes.
Sure, so
likewise,
okay. Likewise, the interpretation of the pen has dried. It is to the purpose of inciting to the most important work. Therefore, the pen wrote that every action has the effect and consequence appropriate to it. The pen has dried that if you do wrong, you will suffer wrong, and that if you act rightly, the result will be your felicity. You behave unjustly, you are damned. The pen has dried. If you show justice, you eat the fruit. The pen has dried.
Okay. Are you listening? It's very playing with the different meanings to explain that, the future is fixed. But not the future that will happen. You know what is fixed? Consequence. Yes, it's written that if you do this, that will happen. It's written like this. Nobody ordered you to kill someone. But if you cut the head of someone, that someone is dead. You are a killer. This is what it is. The consequence is fixed, not the future. Yes, the future works like this, works with consequence. And we talk about it, why? for you to be clever, to understand that you will pay for the consequence. Therefore, be careful, because if not, your mistake will come back to haunt you. Yes?
When he steals, his hand goes, the pen is dried. He drinks wine, he becomes intoxicated. The pen is dry.
This is what I mean. The pen is dried. That if you drink, you get drunk. Even that has some fantasies. There are people who get drunk with the first shot, and who are people that you could drink a lot, but at the end of the day, everybody drinking will get drunk. This is what the pen is written. If you are a thief, you are a thief, period. Yes.
Do you deem it allowable? Can it be allowable that on account of the prior decree, God should come like a person dismissed from office, saying, "The affair has gone out of my hands. Do not approach me so often. Do not entreat so much."
Really? Do you like a God like that? You said, "Okay, I'm sorry, it's too much, and I tried my best, but I don't know what to do with it, and leave me alone." Is that what you're thinking about it? Yes?
Nay, the meaning is, the pen has dried. Justice and injustice are not equal in my sight.
That's Jafalab. He wrote down that justice and injustice are not equal to me. Means you cannot say, okay, this is injustice, but so what? It's written that if you do that, you are at the opposite side and you have to pay for it. Yes.
I have laid down a distinction between good and evil. I have also laid down a distinction between the bad and the worse.
It's not only I'm talking about good and bad, I'm talking about the best and the worst as well. Because you see, everything is, when it is happening, there are levels. When we're talking about it, no, in the ideas there is no limit, but when it happens, it's like this, and I said, this is written, yes.
If there be in you a single mote of self-discipline in excess of your companion, the grace of God will know and will bestow on you that mote's amount of superiority.
This is the trick that you don't want to notice, that whatever you do, little or big, he knows. You think that the little stuff are, doesn't matter? No. Bad stuff, good stuff, right? Best, worst. In all degrees, it's like that. And you cannot think even about my problem, can you? Of course not. You should concentrate on yours to understand that even an epsilon of doing something will change you, will change your future and everything. Yes.
The mote will step forth as a mountain. The king, before whose throne there is no distinction between the faithful and the seeker of iniquity, between him who trembles in fear of his disapproval and him who intrigues against his fortune, there is no difference. But both of them are one to him. He is not a king. May dark earth be on his head.
May dark earth be on his head. Means what? In English? Nothing. But in Persian language, in the time of Rumi, 2,000 years before that, and even today, if you tell a Persian that dirt on your head, you have started a fight. Because this is one of the